Now look at chapter 5. Here's our fourth time. Remember, there are 22 of these. Here's the fourth one in the book of Acts in this videotape of the gospel being presented. And it's verse 31. And the imprisoned apostles were on trial again. And Peter is again talking. By the way, he's the spokesman all the way through. And this is what he says. In verse 31, him God has exalted to his right hand to be a prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, so also is the Holy Spirit, who is given to those who obey him. How is salvation described the fourth time? Repentance and forgiveness of sins to those who obey him. Very interesting. This description of salvation. The gospel message summary is how to be saved, repent, turn away from sin, be saved by receiving forgiveness of sins and obeying Jesus Christ, verse 32. Well, the next one is chapter 8, and this one is fascinating. The next gospel presentation is in chapter 8. And now we have Peter not speaking. So something has changed here. Now we have the second level of the gospel. Remember, it says, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and what? Samaria. Ah, we're in Samaria now. This is the Samaritan gospel presentation, and Philip goes up there, one of the deacons, super deacons from the church in Jerusalem, and he goes up preaching. He's an evangelist. And look at his results. Now, this is a fascinating, this is why I like the videotape. We don't know what he says. It just says he kerusoed Jesus Christ. He declared as a herald the gospel. Verse 13, Simon also believed and was baptized. And he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs. Hey, that sounds great, doesn't it? Philip goes up there and preaches and this guy gets saved and baptized. Wouldn't we rejoice in that? Well, turn the page. Peter comes up, verse 21, and Peter comes up to check out this revival. Because this man believed and was baptized, but something was missing. And when the apostle Peter, who had given every recorded gospel message on the videotape so far, shows up to confirm the veracity of this evangelistic outreach, he declares, something's missing in that guy's conversion. Oh, Peter, come on. You know what I mean? I mean, don't ruin the show. I mean, this is a revival sweeping Samaria. But look what he says. His report is in verse 21. This is Peter, the apostle, looking at this convert, and he says to him, you have neither part nor portion in this matter. What matter? Salvation is the topic we're talking about. For your heart is not right in the sight of God. Wow, Peter, what makes your heart right in the sight of God? He explains that. Verse 22. Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. Verse 23. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. This guy is in sad condition. Now, think with me. With the flow of the book of Acts, Simon believed and was baptized, but he did not receive the Holy Spirit, the seal of true conversion and new birth. This means, listen, that belief and baptism without repentance in this context was not sufficient. Do you catch that? That's exactly what Peter told him. He said, you can believe all you want to believe, and you can get baptized until your skin turns white, you know, from overexposure. But if your heart does not change through repentance, you have not been converted. Well, he never repented of his sins, so he was never saved. Salvation is again stated by Peter to involve a turning from sin, which is called repentance. So what is our gospel message summary after the fifth message on how to be saved? Well, it's really repent, turn away from iniquity, and be saved by receiving forgiveness of sins. There's one more, and that's still in the same chapter, and that's the last one we're going to cover. Look at verse 35, because here's a real vital point. Philip, who had been preaching in Samaria, got the of apostolic correction. Okay? I mean, he got shown by Peter he had to be careful. And this lesson that Philip experienced was just like what Peter had gotten repeatedly at the feet of Jesus. Philip had his gospel message inspected by Peter. And Philip was shown that as Jesus had warned, there would be those who believed and went through baptism but were never saved. Jesus warned about that. Remember Matthew 7? Many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all that? You know, we followed right along and we got busy in the church. And Jesus said, yes, you did all that, but I never did anything to you. See, that's the essence of salvation. Salvation is not what I do, it's what God does. That's the affirmation. A new heart also I will give you. A new spirit I will put within you. I'll take away your stony heart, God said. That's salvation. Did you know there's a whole group of people in the world that have done something and God hasn't? And we have churches filled with people playing church and trying their hardest to live the Christian life, and they're failing miserably because they're not Christians. Because they did something and God didn't. And that's what Peter told Philip. And so look at this. What does Philip do? Well, he starts emphasizing something. Look at the sixth gospel message. Here's our last one. We'll do 16 tonight, 6 this morning. Acts 8:35. Then Philip opened his mouth. And beginning at this scripture, Isaiah 53, he preached Jesus to him. And as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, hey, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Now, Philip, oh, he just saw Simon right before his eyes. He went, oh, another one. Believe and wants to be baptized. What does he say? If, verse 37, if you believe with all your heart. Did you catch that? Why do you think he said that? Because there are people that believe mental assent. They just believe the facts. They just say the historic record. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Of course. Sounds good to me. Let's get on. I want all the benefits of this, like Simon did, of this great message. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Verse 37.